Police have arrested a pair of gunmen who shot two people that were riding in the back of a pickup. One man was shot dead whilst the other man was seriously injured in Krabi in June. A 28-year-old was shot dead whilst a 36-year-old was seriously injured. The incident happened near an entertainment venue in Aonang, Krabi, where they were riding on a pickup on June the 9th. Police have arrested two wanted suspects. They're both 19 years old, one from Krabi and one from Nakhonsi Thammarat. They were arrested in Nakhonsi Thammarat. One of the 19-year-olds told police they were visiting Aonang. One fired two shots at the car. The motive at this stage is not clear. They've been charged with murder, carrying guns in public without reason, and illegal possession of firearms and ammunition. Both suspects haven't admitted the charges at this stage. Quite a few sea snakes were found along the shores of Patong Beach yesterday. About five snakes were caught by boat operators, Patong lifeguards, and locals in the early hours. Local fishermen say the sea snakes are often found in open seas and swimming on the water surface. Their food is usually small fish. They're not fierce or likely to attack, but marine officials say they're venomous and should be avoided. If you do see a sea snake on any beaches in Phuket, there's a phone number to call. You can go to the story at thetiger.com. And a Phuket woman's been arrested with more than 20,000 methamphetamine pills and 73 grams of crystal methamphetamine in Chalong. The arrest follows police detaining a woman known as Jam. She was taken to Whitchat Police Station where she was charged with illegal possession of Category 1 drugs with intent to sell. While she was waiting for court in the Phuket Provincial Prison, she told her father that a woman named Sao was selling the drugs. The woman's father told police about the tip-off, leading to the second arrest. And Ford Thailand's been ordered to pay compensation of around 23 million baht to buyers of two of its models that were found to have defective clutch and gear systems. The verdict was described as a victory for consumers by a lawyer representing the car buyers in the historic case. City Hall is vowing to impose a three-month jail term and a 25,000 baht fine on people who violate the law by feeding pigeons in public places amid concerns over their increasing numbers and the serious health risks. The warning comes after the Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha ordered City Hall and other local administrative organisations nationwide to tighten regulations on feeding birds in public places due to concerns about hygiene, but added that any measures to regulate feeding must not harm the birds. Livestock officials also captured a large flock of pigeons which crowded a pier in front of Wat Rakang, a well-visited riverside temple by the Chao Phraya in Thombri. From now on, feeding animals, including pigeons, in public places will be viewed as a violation. Cambodia has granted a royal pardon to Australian filmmaker James Ricketson, jailed in August for 6 years after being found guilty of espionage for flying a drone over an opposition party rally. This announcement from a court in Phnom Penh yesterday. The royal pardon issued was signed by the Senate President, the acting head of the state in the absence of the King, who's reported to be visiting China. Pardons are normally issued at the request of the Prime Minister Hun Sen. 69-year-old Ricketson was arrested in June 2017 after he was photographed flying a drone above a rally organised by a now-dissolved opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party before communal elections. The filmmaker, who'd been visiting Cambodia for more than 20 years, producing documentaries about the country and its people, was charged with espionage, but it remains unclear for whom he was spying. And a couple of the head tourist police were on their way to meet the Phuket governor Norapat Plodtong yesterday, but it wasn't going to be a normal drive to meet the governor. Whilst on the road, Lieutenant Colonel Milan Pianchang ordered his team to stop and help a man injured in a road accident on Chow Phraya Road East. Rescue workers were called to the scene and the injured were transferred to the hospital after getting some VIP police treatment at the scene. Well done to the boys in brown.